We're not equipped to catch any of the real terrorists because we're worried about political correctness. And we have to avoid racial profiling. Profiling is the greatest fear. Getting wiped out is nothing compared to racial profiling. We could wipe out this whole country as long as you didn't make the mistake of we'll have the most racially unprofiled country of dead people that ever existed. Because you have to be careful of racial profiling, which means if a guy looks like a Turkish terrorist, it shouldn't people only stop people who look just like him. Let's assume it was an announcement that one guy who looks just like a Turkish terrorist, a short guy with a mustache and tzikach and shmatas and kiktas, and he had a hat and he had a shmata, but you're not supposed to pick out only people who look like that. So you also have to stop Norwegian Gentiles, short Jewish ladies, you have to stop two-year-old children, and only every 14th guy with a shmata, because if you pick out only guys with shmatas, it's racial profiling. So everybody will pass away, but we'll have a perfect democracy. You understand this? But meanwhile, we're bombing in Afghanistan. We're still bombing Afghanistan, even though we're accomplishing nothing. We won the war there, and it's great. But now the bombing is serving no purpose, because what do you think we're doing when we're bombing? We're bombing floors, which means we're creating caves. Do they care? They live in caves. Every time we're bombing the floor, we create another cave. They say, thank God, here's another apartment, thank God. Before, there was only two caves, and people were afraid to get married. They had no place to live. Now they get married. Wait a second, wait, the bombs are coming. We'll have a beautiful apartment. We're creating condominiums all over the country. They got the most beautiful condominiums because we got big bombs. If they want to make a cave, it takes them a year and a half. We go, boom, here's an apartment, and everybody is happy. Then they get up in the morning, and they eat for nothing too, because then the next morning, what do you think happens? We send planes with food. So first they live for nothing, then they eat for nothing, and they live like a king, and we think we won the war. They get up in the morning, did you eat yet? Wait, the food is coming. You have to make reservations, go to restaurants. All you have to do is get up with the same schmatas. Wait, the food is coming. We did this whole thing the opposite way. We should have done it the other way. First send them the food. Then when they come out to eat, bing! I don't want to comment on all these things. It's bad taste. Sounds like I'm against Bush. I'm not against him. He's doing a fantastic job. Whatever he's doing. Let's be honest, I don't make fun of him. I don't make fun of anybody, especially because they can't talk. Your father and your grandfather couldn't talk either, but they built up this whole country. The people who built up all the huge real estate empires of America and all the chain stores of America, every place you go, you see this guy's furniture, Teitelbaum's furniture. If you met Teitelbaum, you'll find out he built 3,000 stores, but he had no idea how to talk about it. Suppose he was a refugee from Europe. He couldn't talk English, Jewish, or anything else. But he was a brilliant man. He knew how to go into a bank, find a Gentile, manipulate a few dollars. This is for you. This is for me. Keep your mouth shut. And before you know it, 3,000 stores. You ever see what happens when the son takes over the business? He's a great talker. Takes over the business, and the same thing always happens. An hour later, in the shit house with the whole business. Which goes to show speeches have nothing to do with intelligence. Greatest speakers that ever lived. Who were they? Phonies, frauds, and liars, and lowlifes. Great people could never talk. Henry Kissinger was considered the greatest Secretary of State in our time. You ever hear a word he said? Nobody. Nobody ever heard a word he said. The leckety cockety fat. We have to remember the land. We don't have to cockety the lecker. But after the day, the cock of the jay, otherwise, the cock of the leg and the pocket of the buffer. The cock of the leg and the pocket of the jay, we don't have to pocket the leg and the cock. I always say, the cock of the jay, I said to the president, Mr. President, would you guys talk in the pocket of the leg and the cock? And the president said, it's up to you.